Phone Boy Speaks, episode 982, Signaling System Owned. The security of mobile phones has been in the news quite a bit lately, in fact. But what's probably even scarier than all of those vulnerabilities is the fact that the network itself is pretty much owned at this point. So SS7, which is used by pretty much all carriers to, variants of SS7 are used to get a phone call from point A to point B, right? And it's amazing that the whole thing works as well as it does. And there's the standards are out there and it pretty much every element of telephones from, the call switching, the billing to the SMS and everything, it all basically comes out of SS7. And sadly, hackers have figured out a way to, turn this against you and turn this into a way to surveil people. So this is one of those things. Yes, it's actually a function that's built into SS7 that they're using. And there's been some, there's been some talk of, being able to, do this in the past, and I guess now they've figured it out. But it's the kind of thing that, nation states probably are quite aware of, and can actually, could theoretically do without anybody knowing the difference, I suppose. And so now some hackers have actually figured out how to do it and have disclosed it or will disclose it. But I guess the funny thing is that this is not new, right? I mean, if you're essentially doing something unencrypted and it's passing through a lot of points, unless it's end-to-end encrypted, it's probably not secure anyway, right? We still have to trust the network to not divulge our packets. But clearly, if there are hackers in the network or there are nation states involved, then all bets are off. So, if you want to be secure, right, the best thing to do is to, of course, encrypt end-to-end. And there's lots of ways to have voice conversations that are encrypted end-to-end. And of course, those are possibilities. And same thing with SMS, right? I mean, you can use something like Signal or I think Telegram might be another one that does it, or Wicker, or God knows what else. There's a whole laundry list of things that you could potentially do with that. So I think that anyway, that this is this, I don't know if this is like worthy of like massive panic or anything like that. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. I guess if you're really concerned about being surveilled, then you're probably already taking steps to avoid being surveilled as it is. But certainly it should give people some pause, right? That there's a lot of infrastructure we just rely on to be secure. And sadly, the phone network has not had a strong history of security. In fact, the older signaling methods that came before System 7 were actually, they did in-band signaling. And in fact, many phone freakers used this to their advantage, at least in the early days. I actually had friends that, when I was a teenager, did all kinds of, they made free long distance calls and free to bulletin boards in faraway places and that kind of thing. But primarily they got away with that because the security of the phone system was pretty lax back then. So, it's no surprise that something that's as old as me, right? That it has security vulnerabilities and flaws that can be exploited in ways that they didn't think about. So I don't know what's going to replace SS7 though. I mean, it's so widely used. Maybe they'll come up with something new. I'm curious how widespread these sorts of incidents will be of people exploiting SS7 and if there's any fixes. I guess we'll find out soon. But it's the kind of thing that if you really want to have a private conversation and not have anybody go, there's things you should do. Maybe not using the public telephone network. And as I say, this has nothing to do with mobile phones, although mobile phones use it as well. But it's pretty much any either landline or mobile ultimately has SS7 going on somewhere, and you basically have to treat that network as untrusted and encrypt all the things again, I guess. But this is yet another thing, just to another security vulnerability that's out there, and I'm sure there's going to be more and more as time goes on.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.